It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, you may be surprised where all the money is coming from in the governor's race. I did some homework over the past 24 hours, and I have found I was surprised because I expected there to be more money coming into the governor's race from certain interest groups, and that might still be the case, but they're just being hidden. At any rate, I was going to get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews on The Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Also going to be talking to Senator James Lankford later in the hour. I'm very interested in where the hell we are in the name of God's holy trousers when it comes to the Save America Act, and what in the name of Zeus's butthole is the delay. If it's down to two votes and we can't pressure two senators to come over to our side, if we can't make them listen to James Carville, the godfather of the Democrat Party, who said it's hopeless to try to fight against voter ID, we're going to lose that battle. If that doesn't change that, now I know one of them is the senator from Alaska because she's a rhino. And I also know that she doesn't want to have to show IDs because her state is largely rural. And if you have to show an ID when you're doing a lot of mail-in voting, they don't want to get rid of mail-in voting in Alaska because that's how a lot of them have to vote. Because getting into town can be, in the middle of November, can be a problem in Alaska. I get it. I'm sorry, Alaska. The rest of the nation wants this. And it really doesn't matter who you ask. There's a lot of Democrats that want this. They want to secure the elections. So what is the holdup? Other than, are there a group of Republican senators that don't want the president to have any victories? Because he's a lame duck and he's going away after this term and he's not coming back. But these senators will still be around. Anyway, I'm going to ask him all those questions. I want to know what he thinks about data centers because I haven't heard anything out of his office or any of the other senators' offices. And, you know, Senator Lankford does work most of his work is in Virginia. I think he's here in the state right now because they're on a hiatus till next week or till September 1st. Anyway, after Labor Day. Anyway, but he does, he spends a lot of time in Virginia, and Virginia is quite a hub for data centers, mainly because of the government. Because the data processing has to be done for all the government action. And so what are his thoughts on that? That all coming up. And your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Oklahoma City approved the new Flock camera contract. We heard about that yesterday. But what does that contract say? And how is it different than the previous contract? I'll go over that. Another audit of Tulsa Public Schools is out. And it shows even more creative spending in the largest school district in Oklahoma, the Tulsa Public School District. Do you remember our previous superintendent of education, Ryan Walters? He went into the Tulsa Public School District and he basically told their superintendent, if you don't quit, you're going to be indicted. And then there were two other school board members. If you don't quit, you're going to be indicted because of all the malfeasance that they were doing in office. And the superintendent was allowing it to happen. And the superintendent, even if the superintendent claimed, well, I didn't know what was going on. It didn't matter. Doesn't matter. When you're the superintendent and it's going on your watch, you're responsible for it because the question then becomes, why didn't you do anything about it? And Ryan Walters was the first to root this out. So he's not getting credit for it. I know. But he's the one who started all of this. And then that's what got Governor Stitt to call for an audit of Tulsa Public Schools. after Ryan Walters did. So it's out. I'll tell you what it says, and you won't be surprised about that. 405-608-4377. What does it take to keep a guy in jail? This guy has been accused and charged, not just accused, but charged with sexual assault and rape 3 times. And he's been let out 3 times. I'll tell you what I think's going on here, because he's a migrant. Now, I don't know if he's here legally or not. Doesn't really matter now because he's broken the law. Some states are trying to block the sale of Glock handguns because they say it's a racket. They're trying to use the excuse that it's too easy to turn a semi-automatic pistol into an automatic pistol, so we're just not going to sell the pistols at all. New York and California are trying to do this. And I know this came down May of this year. At the time, if you'll recall, if you'll rewind the tape, I said, that's not going to stand up to a constitutional challenge. Well, that constitutional challenge has been mounted. And what did I tell you? Got the details of that coming up on Freedom 96.9. And yesterday I told you about the polling company. It laid out the election of the L.A. mayor's race, and then it also laid out the polling of what was going on in Michigan. And it got both of them very, very, very wrong. Well, then yesterday it was announced, oh, no, that wasn't a legitimate poll. That was a social experiment. Okay, I think the only news organization that didn't fall for the bait was Fox. And then, I guess, by proxy, the Daily Caller, because the Daily Caller only picks on Fox and nobody else. At any rate, that's the most inventive excuse I've heard for a polling company to be so wrong. Oh, yeah, we weren't really just polling. We were just... And so now the question is, do we believe any polling at all? Now, I have... I've called attention to this now for a good 15 years. And the reason is that I know how polls work. I know how they used to work. The way polls used to work was they would buy a certain amount of... zip code per zip codes, the pollsters would buy a mailing list. And that's the first thing they would do was send out a mailer. And so many mailers would go out per zip code, depending on what poll they were trying to, you know, what if it were a gubernatorial or presidential or whatever. And they would send it out. Okay. And if they didn't get enough responses back from their little survey that they sent out, they would start making phone calls. Now, back in the days of landline telephones, and back in the day before we had answering machine, most people would answer the phone. And if you answered the phone and all you had to do is say who you were going to vote for governor or whatever it was, you were on and off that poll in no time at all. So the polls were very accurate. All right, then they would start to supplement that with people going out to the local malls or the local county fairs and just asking them questions. All right, well, then here came answering machines, and people weren't answering their own phones anymore, so they quit answering the polls, and the polls started to slip in accuracy because they weren't getting the live bodies that they once got once upon a time. People stopped using any kind of junk mail. They throw all the junk mail away, so they weren't responding to these polls that they got in the mail. They would put the poll up online, and that would help, but it was a lot easier to manipulate online than it was when you're talking about a mailer that you mail back to some polling company. Then cell phones came along, and everybody has a cell phone, and you can not only tell who's calling, you can block the call. So even fewer people were answering the telephone calls and participating in the polls. So now just about everything that a pollster has to use, it relies on a website or in-person questioning. Well, that's expensive. And to get the accurate information that they want, it requires a lot of people going out to ask a lot of questions and get a lot of information, and that can be expensive. So the polling company, they've started to charge more. Well, then that means that the people commissioning the polls don't spend as much on the poll because it's more expensive, and therefore they're not getting as much of a sample, and therefore they're not getting as much of an accurate count as to what is actually going on. So you can see this cycle of how we've gone from plus or minus a margin of error in a poll, plus or minus 2. Now we're up to plus or minus 6 or 7. And then when this stunt that we just saw that was played, I do not believe they're telling the truth that this poll was just a social experiment. I think they doctored it. And they wanted to give whoever commissioned the poll, the Democrats, they wanted to give them what they were asking, basically telling them what they wanted to hear. And they got caught. And when they got caught, because not only were they wrong, they were really wrong. I mean, not 6 or 8% wrong, 13, 14, 15% wrong. So I think a lot of people were like, what? What? I paid for what? So I think that's what anyway, I'll tell you the rest of the story later in the program. But basically the polling company just said, we're closing. That's it. We're closing. It was a social experiment. It wasn't any social experiment. You didn't get very accurate information. You were trying to manipulate the information, and you were trying to give the Democrats who paid for this poll, you were trying to give them what they wanted to hear. You're telling them what they wanted to hear, and it wasn't, yeah, it was what they wanted to hear, but it wasn't accurate. So your credibility is stuffed in a thimble and flushed down the toilet. Anyway, so the answer to that, no wonder we can't trust the polling that we're seeing anymore. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Senator James Lankford joining me in about 30 minutes right here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The final campaign finance report for the candidates before the runoff election on the 25th, so basically a week away. The report marks a stark difference between the two Republican candidates, Mike Mazie and Gettner Drummond. Mike Mazie's campaign has been mostly self-funded, with him loaning his own campaign $110,000 between June 2nd and August 10th. In total, Mazie has loaned his campaign $11 million, while individuals have only donated $1.4 million to his campaign. Political action committees have donated $25,000. That surprises me. I expected that to be more. So 88% of his campaign has come from personal loans he has taken out for his campaign. During the same time period, Gettner Drummond had the strongest fundraising period in raw dollars. Drummond's campaign brought in $2.2 million from individual contributions, $152,000 from PACs, and he gave his campaign $500,000. In total, Drummond has loaned his campaign around $3 million. His individual contribution personal loan mix is roughly 82% donor, 18% self-funded. Cindy Munson, the Democrat candidate running for governor, is not facing a runoff opponent at all, and she has not loaned her campaign any money. But she gets a lot of donations from small-dollar fundraising, probably from the Democrat Party as well. Her most recent campaign finance report shows that 3,400 contributions of $50 or less, which ended up totaling about $64,000. That's not a lot. That's not a lot for any of them, quite honestly. That's 14% of her individual contribution dollars versus roughly 0.43% for Mazie and 0.14% for Drummond. Reports show Drummond is the fundraising leader. His campaign raised $2.2 million during his reported period, approximately 2.8 times Mazie's individual haul and nearly 4.9 times Munson's. Mazie has substantial donor fundraising but remains dependent on his own capital. Munson, the only candidate who has not donated to her own campaign. She won't have to. She's the only Democrat. The Democrats will vote for her. The only question is how many independent votes will cross the aisle and vote for Mazie over Munson or Drummond? Well, we don't know who it's going to be yet, but after this run, because Munson's not in the runoff, so she has no fight in the, and she doesn't have to, again, that she doesn't have to raise money for a runoff effort like the other two do as well. So what's going to happen is they're both holding back. Drummond and Mazie, I suspect, are both holding back on what they're spending because they want to save it for the big dance. And the party may cough up some for the big dance. It depends on how close the party thinks it'll be. Drummond spent around $2 million during the June 2nd through August 10 time period, while Munson spent around $304,000. Mazie spent more money than his campaign took in, spending $1.4 million against only $945,000 that was received. So I'm surprised that they're not spending more, because it seems like they are. And I'm surprised that more of them are self-financing their campaigns, which I'm pleasantly surprised to see. What do you think? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Senator James Langford joining me in a little while, and more of your calls and also emails. Looks like we might have some, at least some hope of a tariff deal with Canada. I'm not sure what that's going to mean in terms of energy prices nor the economy of Oklahoma. I do know that if we do get the smelting plant, the aluminum smelting plant, that means aluminum will come down in price. And if it does, that could make the cost of automobiles a lot cheaper. Cheaper than they are now? You betcha. Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, a family-oriented business. While others are succumbing to corporate policies that ignore the customer, they are still looking you in the eye and shaking your hand. And the finance department is here to make sure that you get the best buying experience you've ever had. The owner and the finance director, in fact, met in church. Okay, that's how down home they are, and they've never not been down home in the almost 100 years. Well, yeah, about 100 years they've been in business. They're on Route 66 in El Reno. Frontier Auto Group, just minutes from Oklahoma and anywhere you are in Oklahoma. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. 405-262-3355. Frontier Auto Group.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Gentner Drummond, a profile in cowardice, cutting a deal with the ACLU to not enforce Oklahoma's ban on child sex changes, signing a binding agreement allowing gender mutilation of kids to continue. Drummond allied with woke radicals who hate our values, betraying Oklahoma families, like when he fought a Christian charter school seeking fair treatment, siding with the American atheist to carry water for godless liberals. Gentner Drummond, too weak, wrong for Oklahoma. Mike Mazie is the trusted conservative who fights for us. Guided by deep Christian faith, Mazie will never cave to the woke trans agenda, and he'll ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Endorsed by President Trump, conservative Mike Mazie for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, 2001 L Street Northwest, Suite 600, Washington, D.C., 20036, 202-955-5500.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls 877-973-7425. As we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays, you're not going to want to miss it.
Russia strongly aligned with China, North Korea, and Iran, and Russia's currency is intelligence. They supply Iran with satellite intelligence derived from human sources as well, so that Iran can more effectively target our bases in the region.
That is Dan Hoffman, a former CIA operative, and talking about how the Iranians are getting assistance from the Russians. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive to join in the conversation. But that still doesn't mean they're winning, and it doesn't mean they have the upper hand. We also found out today that the United Arab Emirates have cut off all trade and all talks with the Iranians because of the ballistic missile strikes they incurred from the Iranians. So the Iranians were trying to make the United Arab Emirates angry. Well, they worked. It worked. But they did not make the United Arab Emirates angry with the United States. They made them angry with Iran. 405-608-4377. I also want to know if the senator, Senator Langford, has any opinion on the Inola aluminum smelter and that deal. So we might get into that, too, if you have time coming up on Freedom 96.9. He'll be joining me in just a little bit. I am Lee Matthews, and we have teamed up with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Make sure to join us for a third year in a row at the beautiful Devon Lawn. For the 13th annual Project Life 5K and 1 mile fun run. I'm going to be running the 5K, help raising money for smoke alarms on Oklahoma City residents in need. That's coming up Saturday, the Devon Lawn. Registration info, just head to freedom969.com. The fun run starts at 7:30. 8 o'clock is the big 5K. I'll be there. Hope to see you there too. On Freedom 96.9 this coming Saturday, the Devon Lawn. There at the Myriad Gardens. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Carla writes, Lee, contrary to Gettner Drummond's accusations, Mike Mazey is addicted to opioids. Mike Mazey recently took a drug test to prove he is not on drugs. And what would you expect from a guy who thinks that the state should run the state? Should raise your children.
We let these children get into a quality daycare center where they are fed. Now, folks, that's an education policy from that newborn to the 19-year-old into your system so that we can meet the needs and the demands of Oklahoma in the future.
He wants to take your newborn until they're 19 years of age. That's not the state's job. That's your job. He was talking to a group of teachers at the time. I hate to tell that same group of teachers, it's not your job to raise the children. It is your job to educate them. Something you evidently are doing a really, really crappy job of doing because we rank 50th in the state. Didn't you see that Wallet Hub study? I mean, remember the Wallet Hub study? No, it wasn't an education scholarly journal study. It wasn't a study done by educators. It was done by an economic and consumer advocacy group. That's what we're basing all of our arguments on, isn't it? 405-608-4377. Senator James Langford joining me next on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A bipartisan group of 29 states is taking Meta to court, accusing the company of deliberately making Facebook and Instagram addictive to children. California's deputy attorney general told jurors Meta wanted to hook users and keep them online as long as possible, citing an internal document titled, "The Young Ones Are the Best Ones." Meta denies wrongdoing, saying it has taken steps to protect young users. The case could expose Meta to damages approaching $200 billion. American consumers are feeling the squeeze, but some are actually spending more and demanding more for their money. From Target to Burger King to Chili's, retailers and restaurants are finding that low prices alone aren't enough. Customers want better food, better service, and better shopping experiences. The trend is putting pressure on companies to improve what they offer. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
I met with a family recently whose summer ended the way no family ever expects. They'd spent the day on the lake, just like thousands of Oklahomans do every weekend. But one person made the decision to mix alcohol with boating. And in just a matter of seconds, a fun day became a trip to the emergency room. Broken bones, a traumatic brain injury, months of rehabilitation. And the family asking the same question I hear far too often. How could this have happened? The truth is, operating a boat after drinking can be just as dangerous as driving a car after drinking. The water, the sun, the speed, and alcohol are a combination that can have devastating consequences. If you or someone you love has been injured because of another boater who made a reckless decision to drink and operate a boat, you have rights. You shouldn't be left paying the medical bills or carrying the financial burden for someone else's bad decision.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A fire heavily damaged JT's Barbecue and Catering in Dell City early Wednesday morning, with firefighters arriving to the scene to find flames coming through the roof and working to keep the fire from spreading further. So far, no injuries have been reported, but officials do say that one of the buildings has been deemed a total loss as a result of the blaze. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. A Texas man has officially been sentenced to 40 years in prison after an Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics human trafficking investigation. Authorities report Cody Weathers attempted to arrange a sexual encounter involving a 14-year-old girl. Investigators were able to locate the victim and connect her with services before identifying Weathers. A Texas jury later convicted him, and officials say the sentence delivers justice for the victim. Well, the Oklahoma County burn ban has been extended for another 2 weeks due to extreme heat and dry conditions continuing. The ban prohibits outdoor burning that could spark wildfire or any other activities that could create a spark. Officials say outdoor cooking is still allowed in approved grills. Violators could face fines of $500 or criminal charges if found in violation. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Oklahoma City approved a new Flock camera contract, but what does it say? And my conversation with Senator James Lankford, what does he say? All coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 75. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy and hot with temperatures nearing the record high of 106 set in 2023, reaching a high of 104. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny and hot weather as temperatures surpass the record high of 105 set in 1911, peaking at 106. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
And I'm starting to realize life's too short to try to build in places that people don't appreciate what you're bringing versus a place like this where people do appreciate what you're building. So that leadership, that concept, that idea of conservative, business friendly, family oriented concept works so much better if it trickles down from the very top at the governor's office.
That is Beaver Alpin. He is the founder of Buc-ee's. And he had that to say yesterday at the grand opening of the Buc-ee's in Benton, Arkansas. We're going to hit our own Buc-ee's on I-40 near Chickasha, I think. Anyway, I'll get more on that coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive, 405-608-4377. And joining us now, our good friend and Senator James Lankford. Good to have you along today, Senator.
Hey, thanks, Lee, very much. Good to join you.
Well, I always ask you about this, it seems like, but I'm going to ask again about the Save America Act. Where in the name of God's holy trousers are we on this?
Let's see. I'm a co-sponsor of the original. I'm a co-sponsor of the next one. I've been for it six times. Continue to be able to push it the first week of August. We tried to be able to get just a standalone portion of just doing the voter ID, which should be the simplest portion of it. 36 states already have voter ID. That means 72 senators should support it because their own state has it, and we did not get a single Democrat on that. We had 47 Democrats all vote against it, 53 Republicans all vote for it. So right now we're trying to do two things. We're trying to push it. We're trying to get it into a reconciliation bill. That's that budget bill, which won't allow for all the policy on it, but it at least will do things like financial incentives to states that actually do voter ID. We can try to incentivize it, kind of carrot stick. We'll take money away from you if you don't. Mm-hmm. We'll add money if you do to try to help. We're trying to do that. That is something that they're trying to write right now, actually, on it. The hard part is the chairman of that committee, as you know, is Lindsey Graham, who obviously just passed away. And so the new chairman, Ron Johnson, is trying to be able to pull the language together for that to be able to get that done. So he's in a hustle to get that written over August. The other thing we're trying to do is we're bringing, first week of September, we're going to bring in a bill that matches up voter ID with banning stock trading for members of Congress.
Oh. And
basically dare Democrats to vote against that, to say, you've said all along you want to ban stock trading, so do we. So we're going to bring up a bill that bans stock trading for members of Congress and has voter ID on it. Americans support both of those overwhelmingly, and we're going to try to get that done. So, yeah, we're pushing every which way we can figure out to be able to push on this.
I understand the Democrats' point on Save America Act, but when the godfather of your party, James Carville, admits that it's a losing battle, I would have thought that might change some minds. I also realize Alaska probably isn't going to go for it because they're so spread out and they love their mail-in voting there.
Yeah, mail-in voting is not the issue. I mean, we have mail-in voting, but we also have voter ID.
We've got
both on it, so that it's not exclusive on it. We in fact, the way that it's written, it assures that we can actually do voter ID and mail-in voting both, because we do that every time.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't know how it worked in Alaska, so that's why I was wondering why she was she seemed to be one of the ones that was against it.
Yeah, she has been initially. Her biggest issue is some of the registration issues.
Ah, okay.
And saying it's really hard because they are so spread out.
Yeah.
And so incredibly remote to be able to manage it that way. I get that. Alaska's kind of a big state.
Yeah.
To be able to deal with those dynamics. But we are the United States of America. We seem to figure out how to solve problems.
Well, that's good to hear. And it looks like it's going to be tackled pretty quick when the session begins again.
It will.
Yeah.
But the reconciliation piece, we're trying to be able to get ready to go for that, and the one to be able to pair it with no congressional trading of stocks.
That's another one that I think the American people will love. They love that idea. They hate the idea that many in the body are actually using this inside information to get rich.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would say there's an easy way to do this and to be able to say, if you own stocks, you can just sit on them and you can't do anything with it. On it, but you can't trade on it. That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the executive branch has to either divest or do the same thing, do they not?
Most of the executive branch does.
Yeah.
To be able to find some way to be able to protect that off. In fact, members of Congress, as you know, have to report every single trade. Mm-hmm. If you do have stocks and you're trading it, all of them have to be publicly disclosed so anyone can kind of watch what you're doing. This would take it to the next level and say, it's not public disclosure. You just can't do it at all.
Senator James Lankford's with us on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. One of the issues that has been actually avoided in our governor's race, and I know this is a state issue, but I know you're also looking at it nationally, data centers. Where do you stand?
Yeah, data centers, I think the local entities do need to be able to make decisions on this, but this has really been botched by a lot of these companies. These companies should be coming to a local community and saying, okay, here are the basics we're going to do. If you want to have a cell phone in your area, there's going to have to be data centers. It's just the reality of the technology that we're going to have more data centers to be able to just move the amount of data that we're moving on our cell phones and computers and laptops and everything. So we got to figure this out, but here's what we'll say to you. We're not going to raise your electricity. We'll generate our own electricity and we'll pay for it. We're not going to use up all the water. We're going to have a system that's cooling without the water. We're not going to create extra noise. And anything that's built is beautiful. And that should be the beginning point on it. Now, you're still going to deal with traffic and construction and all those things. But there should be some baseline things. These companies are botching this when they're sitting down with local communities. They're trying to quietly buy up land and try to sneak it in. No one's going for, I'm going to sneak in a 100-acre facility that's going to be built next to me. That's not something you're going to sneak in. So they need to come with their full package, need to lay it all on the table and let local people be able to engage with it. There are folks that do want to be able to have it. And there are communities that know you get a ton of tax revenue from this. It helps their schools, helps their local law enforcement, all those things that have that much tax revenue coming in. So there are communities open to it. These companies have got to learn a lesson and say,
Senator James Lankford, are you still there? I think I lost you.
I got you back.
There we go. Okay. Much. We need more data centers. That's what it is. but in the Senate, are you hearing any conversation about something nationally to be done? I mean, I know there's a lot of senators calling for national moratoriums on that and that kind of thing. But is there anything?
Back to national moratoriums, you're basically telling every local community, we're not going to let you decide on how data is going to move in your area. I don't think that's a good idea. The focus has been that any company that does it needs to be able to pay for their own power. I mean, the first priority is to be able to make sure local people aren't stuck holding a higher phone bill or higher electricity bills because there's a local data center that's been built there. Now, to be honest with you, Lee, these companies that are doing it, Google, Microsoft, all those, we are going to have higher fees coming from them. So we're going to pay for it one way or the other.
Yeah.
But some local community should not have to pay for everyone else's data power. So that has to be spread on the other bill from that company and be up more competition. So I think that's the biggest focus that we've had on the national side. Other than that, we want local communities to be able to compete for this.
Yeah, we're seeing the developers come to town and then make the local mayors or city managers or councilmen sign non-disclosure agreements. And that's a mistake.
That's where they're trying to sneak it in.
Yeah.
That's a big mistake. And I would say that's not happening right now. Research facility in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Energy has picked now five states that have won the initial look to have a nuclear research facility in their state. And that's now being looked at around the state to see if we have the geology and the location and everything to do it. That's a 2,500-acre research facility that'll bring in top-notch scientists from around the country doing the research on the future of nuclear power. Oklahoma's been a research facility for energy ever since we've been a state.
Mm-hmm.
So if we've got the right geology and people that want to do it and local communities want to take it in, you want to talk an enormous increase in tax revenue coming into a location and the ability to be able to bring in lots of great jobs for Oklahomans that are graduating out of college and engineering. It'd be a huge win. But the geology's got to be right and the location, the community's got to be able to agree to it because it will be a big increase. Some communities, as you and I both know, the last person that moved in wants to close the door behind them and say, not change it at all.
Yeah.
And other communities are saying, hey, we want to grow, and it's going to have to be the right match for that.
No, I've lived in a community that did close the door, and that community is slowly dying. I mean, it was my hometown down in Louisiana. I mean, when I lived there, it was a community of 120,000 people. Now it's down to 20,000 people because they refused to expand. Yeah. Senator James Lankford?
If you're not growing, you're dying. That's basic life.
Senator James Lankford with us on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Along those lines, there's been a lot of conversation in our governor's race about the smelting plant in Inola. And I know that, too, is a state issue. But it is owned by the United, or at least partially owned by United Arab Emirates. Was this part of the president's deal when he went over there and started making all these trade deals with the Middle East?
All right, so I'm not going to get into the governor's race on this, but let me dig into what I do know on it, because it's been interesting how much misinformation has been out there on this. let me start with some basic truth here on it. If you go to beautiful Durant, Oklahoma, there's a huge steel smelter there in Durant that's processing steel down there and taking scrap and moving it. It's a great job producer there, and people are fine with it all in the area. It's not belching out black smoke on it because it's electricity generated. It's a very different process than what we think about from the 1970s and how smelters look like. This aluminum smelter is also electric powered. Currently, we buy a lot of our aluminum from the United Arab Emirates because they produce a lot of it. Our Pentagon, several years ago, even before President Trump, was trying to get the UAE to be able to move aluminum production into the United States for national security reasons, so it would be done locally. Plus, it would be American jobs getting it, not UAE jobs that were actually doing it. So it's pretty similar to what happened, what we did with a Taiwanese company that produces all the chips that we do in America. Remember during COVID, we couldn't get anything because the chips weren't coming over from Taiwan. And so there's been work to be able to have that company from Taiwan. They're now building a manufacturing location in Arizona to make those chips. Same company. This is the same thing. President Trump and before him, President Biden, worked with this group in the UAE to be able to come and actually do the manufacturing here. So it's American jobs. The location there in Inola is the former location that had been set aside for nuclear power, actually. So it's a heavy industrial area.
Ah.
We didn't end up building that nuclear power plant decades ago in Oklahoma, so that land's been sitting there. But it's right along the McClellan Kerr navigation. It's a heavy industrial area.
That makes it easy to get the bauxite in and out because it usually would come from Arkansas. So it just come down
that's
river.
Correct. Yeah. Yep. So it'd work right down through the river and use that river to actually be able to move things in and out. This is obviously lots of misinformation, but I'm also, even the folks in Inola, they have different opinions on this. Some are adamantly opposed and some are supportive on it. And this is just an area where Oklahomans, we need to talk about it and get the facts out and make a decision. But this is a national security issue for us as well. And where we're going to get our aluminum, we don't make enough aluminum in America to meet our needs. And so the push is, how do we get more aluminum production? So we're not dependent on aluminum being shipped in. We've got American jobs that are doing it. And yes, it's a company, just like it is for the Taiwanese company for the chips, just like it is for the folks from Korea that build Hyundais in America. Yep, it's a foreign country, but it's American jobs that are actually attached to it as well. And so we just have to make that decision as a country. What are we going to do?
And as far as power needs are concerned, Mid-America Power Plant is right there.
That's correct. They'd have to produce all their own.
Oh, okay.
They would. There's a huge power facility that's right there. That's the Grand River Dam Authority that does that power. So that's where that would come from.
Okay. And then that answers all the questions that I had about that. And I knew there was a lot of misinformation going on. But bottom line is, Senator Lankford, if you don't step out of your comfort zone a little bit, you're never going to grow.
Yeah. This is an area of the state along the McClellan Kerr where we do heavy industrial production all along that McClellan Kerr. And it's a huge economic boon for our state to have that waterway that runs through our state. And this is just one of those port areas that will at some point have some heavy industrial built there. There will be something built. That's what it was set aside for. So whether it's this plant or something else, there'll be something there. This one's an electric power one that's actually producing something we don't produce enough in America, and that's aluminum, and we all need it.
Senator Lankford, I've got a couple minutes here left. Is there anything that you wanted to touch on that I didn't ask you?
Oh, gosh, there's so much going on, Lee. We're finally caught up on the president's nominees. This was a big fight to be able to get through, and the Democrats continue to fight us on it before we finished a week and a half ago in D.C., for the August gap there, that first week of August, We got about 75 more nominees done, including Todd Blanche, which has been interesting. I've had so many calls on Todd Blanche saying, how can you support Todd Blanche and this or that? Well, I've met with him. Mm-hmm. I know him personally and had a chance to be able to visit with him multiple times in my office. And I do think he's going to do a really good job. I do think he'll be an independent attorney general. And I've had folks say, you know, he was President Trump's lawyer. And I like to tell people, as many times as President Trump has been sued, almost every attorney in America was once President Trump's attorney. Yeah. So it's hard to find somebody that wasn't. He didn't do all of his cases. He did, I think, one or two of his cases that he actually ran. But he also gets the gig. He is focused on being the Attorney General for the United States and has a responsibility to be able to represent the United States on that. So I do think he's going to do a good job as our Attorney General. So there's a lot going on. We're still trying to get appropriations done. As you and I have talked about before, I'm still trying to be able to end government shutdowns forever. Mm-hmm. I met with the House committee to try to move that along in both House and Senate simultaneous. So we'll get this done. But there's a lot of good stuff still happening.
Senator James Lankford, thanks for joining us and explaining some of the things to us. And when the session gets back and starts going again, we'd love to have you back on.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Be glad to be able to do it. Keep praying for the country. We've got a lot of good stuff going on.
Very much. Senator Lankford, thank you for joining us.
You bet.
On Freedom 96.9. Now, what do you think about what the senator had to say? 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. I try to look at each day as though it is a gift, no matter what that day may bring. Okay? And you're always going to have good days. You're always going to have a few days that aren't so good. And the older you get, the more you appreciate that, I think the better off you are. So you may be feeling those effects as you approach your well-preserved years. If you were born in 1961, you probably are. You're probably getting phone calls, emails, and texts. And if you're like me, you're getting to sound like your grandpa. I wish they'd just leave me alone. Well, that's where you've got an ally in the business, and that's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. When it comes to setting up for Medicare, they're here to walk you through the process. 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make if you're new to Medicare and if you were born in 1961 and you need to get to it, because best thing to do is about 3 months before your birthday. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you, so give them a call. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Hey, it's a gift. Enjoy it. From the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.9 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Austin from Cops Gun Shop. For 92 years, they made you beg. Fingerprints, photographs, Form 4s, tax stamps, waiting. That ends now. If you're a Gun Owners of America member or Silencer Shop customer, suppressors now transfer on a simple 4473 background check, same as any other firearm. No Form 4, no ATF approval, no federal registry. Walk out the same day. And at Cops Gun Shop, we didn't wait. At 0001 hours on August 14th, 2026, Cops Gun Shop became the first dealer in the state of Oklahoma to transfer an unregistered suppressor on a 4473 background check form to Don Spencer, president of the Oklahoma Second Amendment Association. First in Oklahoma, done at Cops Gun Shop. While others were still figuring it out, we were already making history. Come get your suppressor today. If we don't have something in stock you're wanting, we will check availability and get it ordered for you. Cops Gun Shop is located at 416 Hudeberg Circle in Oklahoma City, and we are open to the public. We don't wait for permission. We took the right. Cops Gun Shop, first in Oklahoma, and we are still leading. Cops Gun Shop, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy or gal with a gun.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillback. Coming up on your Thursday morning, Jason Doyle is going to be taking the big boy chair for me in the morning. He'll be talking about the brand new audit that shows millions of dollars diverted from an Oklahoma school. Plus, he'll be covering the news and headlines that you may have missed while you were sleeping, and he'll be taking your calls and comments. It all starts at 7 a.m. Thursday morning on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
A socialist beat a moderate in a statewide vote. However, it's a little premature for celebration. In November, Nixon goes up against incumbent Republican Senator Moody. She is popular, and Florida is now a very red state. And Nixon has made a big splash, but in November, her chances are really slim.
Stuart Varney about, there's a lot of socialists infiltrating the Democrat Party, but they still have to win the general election. It's one thing to win a primary. It's another to win the general election. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. And my conversation with Senator James Lankford, I will be posting that on the podcast of this program a few minutes after 7 o'clock. If you missed it, that'll be your opportunity to listen again. But we talked about the smelter in Inola. We talked about data centers. And we talked about the Save America Act, which he, by the way, co-sponsored, has voted for 6 times, and it's going to be the first item on the Senate agenda convene September 1. So we'll see what happens after that. The Inola smelter, by the way, I didn't know this, but they want to put it in an industrially zoned area that had already been set aside for an industrial zoned business. Right there on the Carmagee Waterway in Inola, and the smelter is an electric smelter. They will generate their own power. So there's been a lot of myths about that, mostly spread by Gettner Drummond. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Speaking of which, there was a story about some soil tests around a similar smelter in Kentucky. I'll get into that coming up. JC writes, Lee, the saga continues, and it's curious. No one is asking why. Why do they still claim huge money for cities? That's the one-time boom during construction. After 30 years supporting technology at multiple levels and working with multiple vendors providing storage and IT support, I can say data centers do not have a high employment count, a place like a call center would, but there is also lower-paying, unstable jobs. A few on the payroll at best, and the salaries are not that high. Also, most of the financial gains when operating only go to investors and executives. There just isn't a way to monetize data sales like selling things on Amazon to collect tax revenue. The money is in the packaging and selling information, and how do you tax that? Well, it's the property tax, JC. It's the corporate tax that you charge these places to use your facilities, to use your electricity and your water and sewer and so on. You tax them to use this, and it can be a windfall of tax money. JC goes on to say they're wanting to aggregate all the personal data, medical, social media, movement, financial, and relationship. Why? They need to sell marketing and political power. What would give you more than everyone's most intimate life data? Well, I have news for you, JC. They're doing that now. They're doing that now. The data centers are not going to increase that. The data centers are going to be necessary so that data can increase. Like the senator said, there's going to come a time where your cell phone's not going to work unless there's a data center nearby. And he basically agreed with me. We can be on this train or we can be under it. Freedom 96.9, tell me what you think. 405-608-4377.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. 17 people face charges after a law enforcement operation at Norman's Campus Corner. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. President Trump is pausing a planned wave of tariffs that was set to hit Canada at midnight. Scott Carr has more.
In a social media post, the president says he paused the 50% duties for 3 days because the two countries have a deal pending final documentation, though offering no specifics about the agreement aside from suggesting the Keystone XL pipeline may be, as he says, awoken from the grave. The suspended tariffs would have affected roughly $20 billion in Canadian imports, which according to officials includes hockey sticks, certain building materials, liquors, and some apparel. I'm Scott Carr in Washington.
A Long Island man is being held without bail after turning himself in on accusations of running an illegal drug ring at Penn State University.
Prosecutors in Pennsylvania say Agostino Abitiello of Westbury brought cocaine into two Penn State frat houses from New York and Philly. This was between 2023 and 2024. The 24-year-old Penn State graduate was the alleged drug trafficking ringleader. His neighbors, where he grew up in Westbury on Long Island, are reacting.
A very hard-working family. They're really nice. They're great neighbors. And I can't believe anything that's going on.
13 current and former Penn State students are facing charges. In New York, I'm Scott Pringle.
Police say the bodies of two Belgian climbers who vanished in the Swiss Alps 34 years ago have been discovered and freed from the melting Trift Glacier. Monica Nelson reports.
On July 26th, a hiker found two bodies on the glacier in southern Switzerland. The bodies were transported to the Institute of Forensic Medicine for ID, with a direct comparison of DNA profiles confirming they are two mountaineers who went missing in 1992. The two men were 39 and 41 years old when they disappeared. Climate change has intensified glacier melt, leading to a surge in the number of bodies being uncovered by retreating ice.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Stellantis.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. 17 people faced charges after a law enforcement operation at Norman's Campus Corner. The joint effort involved the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office, Norman Police, and the Able Commission, with authorities saying the operation resulted in 23 charges in total. Three people have been arrested as part of the case, with officials calling the operation an effort at improving safety across the area. A recent state audit alleges millions of dollars have been improperly spent through Tulsa's public schools bond program. State auditor Cindy Bird says former TPS official Chris Hudgens steered contracts and taxpayer money through improper arrangements with vendors. The audit claims millions were paid for work that was never completed. Additional criminal charges may be possible as the case continues. Tulsa Public Schools says they support the investigation and will seek restitution. Elsewhere, Attorney General Gentner Drummond is calling for Oklahoma Secretary of State Benjamin Lepack to be fired following his public intoxication arrest. Drummond made the demand after reviewing police body cam footage from the incident that occurred in Edmond. Lepack was arrested outside of McDonald's earlier this month, and Governor Stitt hasn't indicated whether he plans to take action. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Another audit of Tulsa Public Schools is out, and it shows more creative spending. Lee Matthews and The Drive continues with more on that on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 75. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy and hot with temperatures nearing the record high of 106 set in 2023, reaching a high of 104. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny and hot weather as temperatures surpass the record high of 105 set in 1911, peaking at 106. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
It's happening now.
Most of what we saw were crimes of poverty. People who were stealing things like toothpaste.
On the new Freedom 96.9.
Stealing things like, you know, soap.
Not last week.
First of all, stealing is morally wrong. Sorry, but it is.
Not yesterday.
Thou shalt not steal.
Keep up with what's happening.
We would assess that it's basically the Bidens.
Now.
Joe, Jill, and Hunter.
With the new Freedom 96.9.
That helps hear the government.
Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Well, you may be surprised where a lot of the money in the gubernatorial race is coming from. A lot of it is coming from the candidates themselves, which actually did surprise me. I expected there to be more contributions, but really only a small percentage of their campaign funds are being donated. We're going to talk about Oklahoma City's approved flock camera contract and what it actually says. So that is coming up. I had Senator James Lankford on. We talked about three main things. First of all, the Save America Act, which he says is going to be first on the agenda when the Senate reconvenes in September. Second, I asked him about data centers. He is for them, but the local communities must have a say. And he actually did bring up a pretty good point, and that is many of the developers of data centers are going about this the wrong way. And if they're not careful, they're going to be the next nuclear energy concept in the minds of the American people. Nuclear energy got a bad rap from a movie, and all of a sudden everything was bad, and we had to get rid of nuclear energy. If these guys who are developing these data centers are not careful, they're going to get such a bad rap that nobody's going to want a data center in their backyard or even in their community. And that would be bad because they do bring a lot of tax revenue. Third, we talked about the Enola smelting operation, which is partially owned by United Arab Emirates. But just like Toyota is partially owned by the Japanese, Hyundai is partially owned by Korea. And so on. We have a lot of partially owned companies in our United States that are making money for American people and giving American people jobs. The smelter is an electric smelter. It is not like the ones that we had in the 1940s and the 1970s. So, and it's also going to be built on property that was already set aside for industrial use of some kind. It actually initially was set aside for nuclear use that never developed. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. So that was all covered. Any questions about that or anything else you want to wrap about on Freedom 96.9? Ron in Oklahoma City. Hi.
Hey, Lee. How you doing?
Guns for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, just FYI, Toyota's headquarters, U.S. headquarters, is in Frisco, Texas. Hey, you know, so
I didn't know that. For some reason, I thought it was in North Carolina.
Well, it was out in San Francisco, and they migrated to Texas while I lived there, and they brought 10,000 jobs into.
Well, that makes sense because the corporate income tax is a lot less in Texas.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. You know, it was really good hearing James Senator Lankford on here today. You know, I've heard him on lots of national media. You know. Brian Kilmeade has him on there quite often. So the question comes to mind, how likely are we to see Senator Lankford on the ballot in 28 or 32 or even a running mate of one of these young guns that come in after Trump?
I don't think so. and here's why. Usually, when okay, let's say it's J.D. Vance and he wants to be president. J.D. Vance is going to want to pick somebody who either is going to fill in the gap of a state he wants to get electoral votes from, or right. or a region that he wants to get votes for. Langford can't bring that to him because Langford is only known in Oklahoma. It's not like a California senator or a California representative or a Texas senator and a Texas representative or somebody from one of those high or even New York. Okay. You know, Elise Stefanik from New York would be an example. She could bring New York votes to a J.D. Vance that he wouldn't be getting in a state that's blue. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I kind of disagree with that in the sense that, you know, Mark Wayne Mullen and James Langford are two of the hottest names for senators right now in the mm-hmm. U.S. I mean, well, Langford, not Langford, but Mark Wayne Mullen.
Mark Wayne Mullen, yeah.
Moving. Mm-hmm. He ended up moving. But, you know, even before that took place, you know, Senator James Langford is very highly regarded amongst all of the senators. And I think he has a better name nationally than people give him credit for.
Well, you know, Ron, I've been wrong before. I was wrong about I didn't really know who J.D. Vance was when he was picked as the vice president for Trump. So,
well, me neither.
Yeah. I'm like, who is this guy? Oh, he's the guy that movie's about. Oh, okay. Well, what's he done as a member of Congress that I had to go do my homework. Now, if it had been Marco Rubio, I wouldn't have asked that question because I knew all about Marco Rubio because he was a rising star in the party.
Well, you know, Marco Rubio and Trump really went at it when Trump was running.
Yeah.
For president, and I've been so impressed with Marco Rubio.
I have too.
And I almost wish that J.D. Vance wouldn't run mm-hmm. for president because I think Marco Rubio will steal a lot of votes.
Yeah, yeah.
And my
better choice for governor was Jake Merrick, and he's not in it anymore. So there you go. Ron, thanks a lot for the call. I got to run on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Lee Matthews and The Drive. It is a what did I tell you moment. The states, I think it's California and New York, both were trying to ban the sale of Glocks in their state because it's too easy to make them full auto. Well, we need to protect their people. Well, a lawsuit has been filed. Second Amendment lawsuit has been filed against both those states for just that. And that's exactly what I said would happen. We don't have to worry about that. Thank goodness. We're in Oklahoma where we've got H&H Shooting Sports. And you can gear up in August while they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver. It is $899.99. The LE trade-in Glock 17, speaking of Glocks, Gen 5, MOS 9mm. With the Holosun Red Dot Sight is $824.99. And you can take 20% off the HK CC9 9mm. All waiting for you at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain?
Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, clear skies tonight, low 75, sunny, record heat tomorrow, high 108. Tomorrow night, 78, the low into Thursday, high of 102. Friday, 20% chance of rain, please let it happen, and a high of 105. It's 102 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews on the drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And it's Stranger calling in from out west.
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Stranger?
Well, we're wiping the sweat off the brow.
Sure sounds heavy.
But there's something that you need to look into.
Okay.
You may have heard, you may have not, that the AG's office under Herr Drummond has issued grants to all 77 county sheriff offices. Strangely enough, they're getting that right before what?
A runoff election. Huh.
Are we trying to use state money to buy votes?
That's weird. Yeah. I mean, that's just...
Have you heard that on any of the three main...
I have not heard of that. I will do some digging and see what I can find.
Dig into it. It was announced on Weatherford Radio Station this morning and yesterday that they had the Custer County Sheriff was announcing that they had received or were awarded a $250,000 grant. And then it was announced all 77 counties received
are getting grants. are getting grants, and that's going right to the sheriff's offices.
Correct.
Yeah. If it smells,
something to look into and think about. But people need to know.
They do. And I thank you for bringing it to my attention because I hadn't heard about that at all, but I now have heard it from the Stranger. Out west.
Thanks. And away we ride.
Best thing to do with trouble is ride away from it. Trouble and death. That's for sure. All right. Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The company behind the proposed aluminum smelter in Inola is responding to reports environmental samples collected by a local rancher near an aluminum plant in Kentucky, questioning how those samples were collected and rejecting any conclusions connected to the results of the aluminum production. Oklahoma Primary Aluminum issued a formal response on testing commissioned by Inola landowner and cattle rancher Carl Day. Carl Day and his family have owned land around Inola for more than 100 years, and they explained that his cattle operation handles 3,000 head throughout the year. He was concerned about the proposed smelter and what it would mean for his operation, so he drove to Kentucky back in May and collected soil and grass samples near the aluminum plant. He then chose sampling distances intended to mirror the distance between some of his properties and the Inola smelter. He then went to the laboratory in Oklahoma at Oklahoma State University's Veterinary Toxicology Department. The Oklahoma Primary Aluminum now said it disputes the conclusions that Day drew from the testing and said his samples were informal and unverified. The company argued that there are significant questions surrounding the locations and methods that he used to collect them. Just because fluoride was found, though, in the samples doesn't mean it came from the smelter. It could have come from runoff from a nearby road or a nearby stream. Now, my whole thing is, if there are worries, Why don't both parties agree upon a company to do the testing again? And then I would ask, are there any cattle farms in the vicinity of the Kentucky smelter? And have there been any problems reported as a result of that? And what about smelters in other parts of the country? Oh, and as we just learned with my conversation from Senator James Lankford, the property where they want to build the smelter has already been, and for a long time, set aside for industrial use. So this cattle farmer may have had property adjacent to the property where they want to build the smelter, but it has not been a secret that that property has been set aside for industrial use. So if he's got 3,000 head of cattle, I would think he's got a lot of land upon which to raise and breed those cattle. And if he had to, he could rotate around that property. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. We know that Oklahoma City approved the Flock camera contract, but what does the contract say? Coming up next on Freedom 96.9. I noticed oil prices are holding pretty steady. I think I filled up the Matthews Mobile for around $64, which is actually that's about right for me. If you're looking for a vehicle that sips gas, or if you are like me and you want a vehicle that's got some muscle to it so you're not as concerned about sipping gas, even though, you know, the vehicles that have muscle these days sure sip a lot less gas than the ones that did, say, back even in the 80s. Anyway, Frontier Auto Group has got it for you. They've got all the brands, too, whether it's Jeep, Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Chevrolet. All there, all ready for you within 24 hours, no matter the color, no matter the features, and no matter the price. No matter the engine either. So give them a call, 405-262-3355. They're just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are in Oklahoma on El Reno's Auto Alley just off the Route 66 roundabout. Frontiermotor.net, the website where you can check things out, maybe pick out a vehicle you want to test drive. And again, they'll have it for you within 24 hours. Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Get into H&H Shooting Sports and gear up in August where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. I'm Lee Matthews. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver, now on sale for $899.99. The LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with Holo Sun Red Dot included, $824.99. And 20% off the HKCC 9 9mm, only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department in the 13th annual Project Life 5K this Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn in the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you this Saturday, August 22nd.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe the millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Montami doesn't know. How much money do you need for your program? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, low 75. Sunny tomorrow, record heat, 108. Be careful. Tomorrow night, 78 for the low. Into Thursday, sunny, a high of 102. Friday, a 20% chance of rain. Boy, would we like some of that. High of 105, so whatever does fall, probably evaporate pretty quickly. 102 right now at Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. So we now know the Oklahoma City Council voted 5-3 earlier this week to renew its flock camera contract. The Oklahoma City Police Department says that it is moving from a 30-day retention period to a 7-day retention period. So they were keeping the data for up to 30 days. They're going to bump that down to 7 days that they hang on to that data. It also will prohibit flock from sharing Oklahoma City's information with federal agencies without the Oklahoma City Police Department's approval. The Oklahoma City Council voted on Tuesday to renew the $275,000 contract with Flock Safety, keeping the police department's automatic license plate reader cameras in place for at least another year. So that's the terms of the contract. And I don't know if that makes you feel any better, that the data is going to be saved for only 7 days instead of 30 days on Freedom 96.9. So stranger out west, he listens out west to Freedom 96.9, had a very interesting question about the Oklahoma Attorney General's office giving grants to all 77 county sheriff's departments in the state of Oklahoma. And since it is so close to a runoff election, doesn't that seem a little suspicious?
Ooh, that's a bingo. How fun.
Well, over the break, I did some digging, and I didn't have to dig very far. The $18 million in grants to support sheriff's office in all 77 counties across the state, I wish I could say that it was Drummond trying to buy votes, but I can't. The funding program was established by the legislature via the House Bill 2914 in the past legislative session. And the bill and the grants are to strengthen local law enforcement. Total funding is $18 million to be distributed statewide. Individual grants range from $150,000 to $300,000, determined by each county's total tangible property valuation. So 25 counties will receive $300,000, 26 counties will receive $250,000, and 26 counties will receive $150,000. The use for this money will go towards training programs, technology upgrades, equipment purchases, capital improvement projects, and staff retention and employee stipends. So $300,000 to a county as big as, say, Tulsa or Oklahoma City County, that's not a lot of money. Not a lot of money. And it's going towards equipment and retention and technology upgrades. Well, that can get eaten up pretty quick. So it's not like these sheriff's departments are going to be able to live la vida loca off of it, okay? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And the first Buc-ee's location in Oklahoma continues to advance. The proposed location is at the intersection of I-40 and Cimarron Road. Their massive scale and popularity, Buc-ee's locations tend to generate substantial traffic on and off interstates. Much of the new infrastructure will be required, including a complete rebuild of the freeway interchange. Buc-ee's almost always insists upon that. They want their own exit ramp, and they want their own traffic light at the end of the exit ramp. We previously reported that the Oklahoma Department of Transportation has pledged $15 million towards the project, with the city of Oklahoma City supplying an additional $10 million. The gap of approximately $8 million remained, and we've learned that Buc-ee's has offered to cover $2 to $3 million of that amount. We also have heard other public incentives have been offered, but have not been disclosed. The Buc-ee's offer represents another step forward since the property lies within the Oklahoma City limits. It would generate substantial sales tax, which is the main source of funds for the city's $2 billion annual budget. So we're getting a Buc-ee's. But we've got to rebuild the interchange first. And, I love Buc-ee's. I think most people do. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. The insurance commissioner has been sued. I'll tell you why. And a little later on, what does it take to keep a guy in jail after three rape charges? Not accusations. Charges. I'll tell you what I think's going on here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Gulf Coast passenger rail is drawing twice as many riders as expected in its first full year. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
Amtrak's Mardi Gras service is nearing 150,000 trips between New Orleans and Mobile, with four stops along the Mississippi coast. The route marks the return of passenger trains along this stretch of the Gulf Coast for the first time since Hurricane Katrina. About 400 travelers ride the trains each day, while Amtrak expects extra trains for Saints home games.
Disney says pressure from the Federal Communications Commission is changing how ABC's The View books political candidates. In a lawsuit, Disney says the show has passed on several candidates since the FCC inquiry into a February appearance by Texas Democrat James Tallarico. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr calls the lawsuit meritless and says the agency is following the facts and the law.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
I met with a family recently whose summer ended the way no family ever expects. They'd spent the day on the lake, just like thousands of Oklahomans do every weekend. But one person made the decision to mix alcohol with boating. And in just a matter of seconds, a fun day became a trip to the emergency room. Broken bones, a traumatic brain injury, months of rehabilitation. And the family asking the same question I hear far too often. How could this have happened? The truth is, operating a boat after drinking can be just as dangerous as driving a car after drinking. The water, the sun, the speed, and alcohol are a combination that can have devastating consequences. If you or someone you love has been injured because of another boater who made a reckless decision to drink and operate a boat, you have rights. You shouldn't be left paying the medical bills or carrying the financial burden for someone else's bad decision.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. 17 people faced charges after a law enforcement operation at Norman's Campus Corner. The joint effort involved the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office, Norman Police, and the Able Commission, with authorities saying the operation resulted in 23 charges in total. Three people have been arrested as part of the case, with officials calling the operation an effort at improving safety across the area. A recent state audit alleges millions of dollars have been improperly spent through Tulsa's public schools bond program. State Auditor Cindy Bird says former TPS official Chris Hudgens steered contracts and taxpayer money through improper arrangements with vendors. The audit claims millions were paid for work that was never completed. Additional criminal charges may be possible as the case continues. Tulsa Public Schools says they support the investigation and will seek restitution. Elsewhere, Attorney General Gentner Drummond is calling for Oklahoma Secretary of State Benjamin Lepak to be fired following his public intoxication arrest. Drummond made the demand after reviewing police body cam footage from the incident that occurred in Edmond. Lepak was arrested outside of McDonald's earlier this month, and Governor Stitt hasn't indicated whether he plans to take action. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
What does it take to keep a guy in jail? After three rape charges, he was let out. Oh, and he's an immigrant. I don't know if he's here illegally, but we'll explore that as Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 75. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy and hot with temperatures nearing the record high of 106 set in 2023, reaching a high of 104. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny and hot weather as temperatures surpass the record high of 105 set in 1911, peaking at 106. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
And I'm starting to realize life's too short to try to build in places that people don't appreciate what you're bringing.
And that was the founder of Bucky's, Beaver Alpin, talking about the grand opening of his new Bucky's that just opened yesterday in Benton, Arkansas. And then the one that we're going to get is going to be at the corner of I-40 and Cimarron. So they're going to have to rebuild that interchange and do some other things as well, because Bucky's almost always insists upon it, but most municipalities have no problem doing it either. So Lee Matthews in the drive on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. What do you think of most of the money in the gubernatorial race is privately run? They're paying for it themselves. They're not getting as many contributions as you would think. 1%, maybe 4%. Oklahoma City approved the new Flock camera contract. It basically went from a 30-day data retention to 7-day data retention. What do you think? And we talked to Senator James Lankford about three main topics. First of all, the Save America Act, which he says is going to be first on the agenda when the Senate reconvenes. He also said that he supports the Inola smelter and that it's a different kind of smelter than what we had in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. And the property that it's going to be built upon was already zoned and already set aside for industrial use. So if it wasn't going to be a smelter, it was going to be something similar. And if you need to see just how a smelter slash steel plant works, you really only need to look no further than Durant, Oklahoma, where they've had one in operation for several years now. And there's no contamination, no additional strain on the rest of the community, and lots of great jobs. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
My name is George Miller.
Hello, George. Good to have you along. Where are you?
Western Fairview.
Oh.
West of Fairview.
All right. Good to hear from you, sir.
Out in the hot country.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's everywhere today, but what's on your mind?
Yeah, on that. Did you happen to say anything about them on daylight savings time?
I didn't ask him about daylight savings time, but I know that the president supports it.
Yep, I know. That's what I was getting ready to say. I know he's been all over saying, I still want it.
Yeah. And I'm at the point where if they lock the clock, it's fine. You know why? Because we're in the central time zone, and it's not going to make a big difference for us. It really won't.
Yeah, but to me, it just makes it a lot easier for, you know, like us cattlemen and stuff like that to work
during the day
and get off and want to go feed, you know.
Yeah. Here's what the problem would be. The problem would be that, okay, let's say we're going to lock it on daylight savings time. That means we've got, in the winter, the sun will come up, won't come up till maybe 8 o'clock in the morning. But it'll stay up.
That's fine with me.
That's fine with me, too. Fine with me, too. Okay. But the problem is out on the west, that's where they're going to run into a lot of pushback is from the west, because out west, the sun won't be coming up till 9 or 10 o'clock.
Well, I don't really care about California and Oregon.
Neither do I. Neither do I. The sun set on them a long time ago. But that's where it's the legislators, the senators, and that's where they're going to get the pushback if they try to do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's where it's going to come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That or, and then in the east, the sun will be coming up earlier, like 5 a.m., but it'll be going down at like 5 p.m., so...
That's all right. I was up at 5 and going to work anyway.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I thought a drastic change like that would bother me. And then I was in Alaska the week of Thanksgiving, and the sun wasn't coming up till about 10 a.m., and then it would go back down about 3 p.m. And I really thought that was going to bother me. It didn't. You just go about your business. You just go about your business.
I hear you used to work in Fort Smith.
Yes, sir.
Arkansas?
Yes, sir.
That's where I was born.
Oh, I worked there for 4 years. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to work there a long time ago at U.S. Sportscraft.
Okay, I know where that is, yeah. And I worked in a radio station there that was the old KMAG and KWHN.
Oh, yeah. Well... Guns for all, and don't worry, I got plenty in the house.
Okay, thank you very much, George. Good to hear from you. That old radio station just brought back a flashback memory. It was really cool because the studio was so old. It was the original studio that had been built in like the 1930s. So it had an old radio theater in it. And Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys used to come and do radio shows there and play live. And, you know, they would open up the little theater and let everybody in, and they would do the radio show right then and there. It was really a cool place to work. It was kind of dingy and kind of dodgy and dusty, but it was cool knowing all the history that you were working in. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. You know, it all starts with mobility issues, and then it can go downhill from there very quickly, which is why you need to make sure you have all of the benefits that you have worked so hard for on your side, signed up for, and ready to go when you're eligible for them. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. I've learned this all so much with my sister-in-law, who's not doing well in terms of mobility. Otherwise, she's doing just fine. But she just recently went on Medicare. And if you were born in 1961, you're eligible too. You're probably getting the same phone calls, emails, texts, and snail mails that she was getting. Rather than try to weed through it yourself, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group can make sure you've got everything coming to you and then some. And that way, you will be covered. If it's a mobility issue or any other issue, you'll be taken care of. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group putting together a plan that's right for you financially, lifestyle-wise, health-level-wise, whatever it may be. Call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, are you ready to upgrade your property? Tractor Bob's has a deal for you. Yanmar SA425 tractor with loader, box blade, and grapple for $24.99 cash or $275 per month. The industry's best 10-year powertrain warranty from the dealership that has your back. Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Get into H&H Shooting Sports and gear up in August, where they have savings on firearms, ammo, gun safes, and more. I'm Lee Matthews. Check out the Colt King Cobra 357 revolver, now on sale for $899.99. The LE Trade-In Glock 17 Gen 5 MOS 9mm with Holo Sun Red Dot included, $824.99. And 20% off the HK CC9 9mm, only at H&H Shooting Sports. Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
from wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home. We're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Clear skies tonight, low 75. Sunny, record heat tomorrow, high 108. Tomorrow night, 78 for the low down. Then Thursday, sunny and a high of 102. Friday, a 20% chance of rain. Please, please, please let it rain. We need a little. And a high of 105. It's 102 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. L. Matthews at Freedom96.9.com. Joseph writes, Lee, the elitist media framing distorts economic realities of younger voters, painting free market conditions under conservative leadership as catastrophic while shielding left-wing policies. The double standard, according to BLS data, inflation during the 2022 midterm season under Joe Biden was an average of 8.6%. Under Donald Trump, it has never gotten any higher than 3.6. Media gaslighting. When prices skyrocket under Biden, financial commenters said to young consumers to embrace the transitory inflation. And the normal high cost of price is worth paying. Yet, despite recent cooling inflation, dropped to 3.5%, the sharpest in history, network analysts are actively warning Gen Z and millennials of imminent stagflation and economic doom. The impact of young voters by constantly hearing the market economies are on the brink of collapse. Even during periods of cooling inflation, young Americans are pushing towards radical alternatives like left-wing candidates and communists. Joseph, you may be right. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Liberty Lee. It's Howard out in Watonga. I agree with that last caller's assessment. Or, I'm sorry, that email assessment. Whoever was had the email assessment. But I think you're right. If you look at yesterday's primaries that were going on, I think your analysis is a little more right because I don't think the socialists had a good day yesterday. And except for the one exception down in Florida, right?
Yeah, the one in Florida edged out a mainstream Democrat candidate. The other thing that happened in Florida is the incumbent Republican in one of the representative districts lost, but he had been saddled with all kinds of sexual assault allegations and other allegations along those lines.
He was embattled. He was embattled in, you know, making wrong choices. So I get it. You got to throw out the bad ones for sure. You know, not everybody's perfect. But, you know, the Republicans, you know, historically, you know, when they find a bad apple, they have a tendency to get rid of them. But whereas Democrats, with all due respect, they have a tendency to stand behind the bad ones like the Platners of the world. And they, no matter what, they all, you know, get in lockstep with them. And that's, I mean, I don't think that's a good thing either. But
I think they're seemingly getting in lockstep because of the money issue. They need the money.
Got it.
I think once they get through this election cycle, they're going to drop them like hot potatoes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the Democrats, they're in for the long game always. They're always in for the long. I mean, from the mob bosses of the 1960s to the Civil War, I mean, the Democrats are in for the long game always for power.
Yeah.
No matter what. And you know, us Republicans and conservatives, we fall asleep at the switch and we think things are going the right way. And then when we fall asleep at the switch, we end up in a much worse place politically. Hey, just changing gears real quick. I was trying to make heads or tails of the insurance commissioner race in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And what was the guy's name? I was just watching an ad on it today. Anywho, what were the two candidates for the insurance commissioner again?
Oh, gee, I'm going to have to look.
And by the way, if Gettner Drummond, just one other thing, if Gettner Drummond, I mean, don't get me wrong, I've seen these ads on the YouTube about him helping people with insurance issues where they weren't paying out on homes that burned down and stuff like that, but he's kind of been in power. What's he done to stem the, the insurance issues that they're having in Oklahoma?
It's not a new issue. It's been around for 6-7 years now, and he hadn't done anything until recently.
It's because of the political. Yeah. It's because of the, I got it. Now he's making he's rattling cages on insurance that he's doing the right thing because he really hasn't done anything in 6 years.
Right.
Well, got it. Well, okay, but I don't know. The insurance commissioner thing, I couldn't make heads or tails of that. I need to get in there and educate myself again, but, you know, hopefully they can get a little help out in that area. You know, they tried doing that in California, doing insurance regulations, mm-hmm. and they put a price freeze on insurance companies. And what happened at the end of the day was, you know, they blamed it on the state of California Insurance Commission, saying that, oh, no, the government won't let us raise rates.
Yeah.
And then finally, the government allowed them to raise rates, and they went absolutely through the roof after all the fire seasons in California.
Well, and our insurance commissioner is not allowed to do anything on rates. I think that should change. I think the insurance commissioner should be able to have a say on what rates are. To answer your question when we started this conversation, right now there are two Republicans that are in a runoff for the Republican nomination, and they are Marty Quinn and Bob Sullivan.
Is that person an incumbent? Is he an incumbent?
The Marty Quinn?
They're brand new candidates. Yeah, the Quinn guy. Is he an incumbent or is he a brand new guy? Well, anyway, he's the guy that had the plan.
They're both new candidates.
Okay, yeah, Quinn guy was the guy with the plan. He's going to, mm-hmm. you know, take it to the insurance companies and make them reduce rate, all that kind of stuff, right? You know, he's making every promise under the sun. I get it. It's hard on that one because, you know, I think it's a tricky industry. But
well, it is. It is, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of an eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. So they're going to be in the runoff, and then whoever wins that will face a guy named Craig McIntyre, which is that'll be in the general election, and he's the Democrat.
Got it. Understood. Well, again, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's coming down to the nitty gritty for those races. So
yeah,
you know, but I think you're right. I think America is definitely not going to buy their message. I mean, I think they're pretty tattered and torn right now. The socialists that are trying to get power in the United States, I think they're torn and tattered. I think, and by the way, the previous comment from, you know, the Biden inflation under Biden was nearly 10%, right? It was in the 9% range, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was up to 8.6 there for a while, but yeah.
You know, and then, you know, with all due respect, you know, Trump inherited that. And, you know, it was going to take a few years for that then to correct and get the policies in place.
When you look at how fast it fell, how fast the inflation rate fell, it fell like 3.5% in 2 months. That's the fastest rate it has ever fallen in the history of keeping track of inflation.
Amazing. Yeah, no, I think things are much, much better under Trump than they were under Biden, with all due respect.
Well, and most of the catalyst of that fall was allowing energy to be produced, because Biden had shut down so much energy and was going green energy. Well, everything was getting more expensive because nobody could afford the fuel. And we were getting all of our fuel from the Middle East and not refining any of it ourselves. So Trump changed that within a couple of months.
And we were making our enemies rich.
Yes.
Whereas now we control, we've got better control on our hemisphere and the Western Hemisphere, and also in the Middle East with the Strait and everything else that's going on. No. We're in much better shape now.
Absolutely.
But again, we can't fall asleep at the switch. We appreciate you educate people on these issues. Thanks, Lee. Have a great day. Going back to Watonga.
All right. Thank you very much. No need to rush off, but okay. Thank you very much for listening. Howard in Watonga on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Speaking of insurance, many younger drivers are not insuring. Why is that? Coming up on Freedom 96.9. I noticed oil is holding steady in the 80s, somewhere around $83, $84 a barrel, which is a pretty good sweet spot, if you ask me, when it comes to how well the Oklahoma economy will do. But it's also how the price of oil is attached to just about everything else in the economy, whether it's shipping, whether it's development, whether it's no matter what it is, the price of oil is going to determine how expensive or how well the rest of the markets are doing. And right now they're doing pretty well, thanks to Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. I'm Lee Matthews. He's handling my money, and he can handle yours too, and make sure you are maximizing your return, no matter what the price of oil is, because he's seen it high, He's seen it low. He's seen a booming economy. He's seen a bearish economy. And he's always helped his clients weather those kinds of storms and do even better when times are better. Give him a call. 405-760-5863. 405-760-5863. McGuireCapital.com. 6632 Northwest 39th. Downtown Bethany.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom. And you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roof that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026. September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages. Kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th, 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. A lot of news out there. We will dissect it, dive into it, analyze it. I'll tell you what I think. I will even take your phone calls, 877-973-7425, as we advance freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays. You're not going to want to miss it.
It's been 1 week since you looked.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, calling for clear skies tonight, low 75. Sunny tomorrow, record heat, high 108. Tomorrow night, down to 78 for the low. Thursday, sunny, high 102. Friday, 20% chance of rain, high 105. It's 102 right now at Freedom 96.9. Steve is in Noble. Hi, Steve. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Lee. I was just remembering what you said the other day about Mr. Drummond wanting to have the state raise our kids until they're 19. And I'm sure the government raised his kids on his ranch when he was raising them.
Well,
I'm sure that he allowed the government to do that of his own kids. Plus, I wonder, he's got so much in his war chest. I wonder how much of that's from Soros and other.
That I don't know. I mean, I started the show with a breakdown of how they're financing. Drummond is raising more money through donations, but they are small donations. And I don't know how much he had in his own account that maybe before he announced his candidacy, I don't know how much he had in an account, you know? So some of that could have come through before he actually made his announcement. He could have been saving in some sort of campaign war chest. But the bottom line for me, Steve, is the content of who you are as a candidate is defined by your behavior. And he's been talking about having preschools for infants up until 5 years of age, and then school from 5 years of age all the way to 19. He's talking about the state not just educating your kids disciplining your kids and feeding your kids. That's total indoctrination.
Yeah. Well, I've heard he's been chosen for the poster child for rhinos, and he sounds so much like Hitler-y and wants to raise everyone in a 15-minute village.
The only thing that doesn't make me call him a rhino is that I don't think he's even close to being a rhino. I don't think he's, because that's Republican in name only.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that close to being a Republican.
KQOB in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Oklahoma City has renewed its contract with Flock safety cameras. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Frustrations continue to build as close to 92,000 NIPSCO customers remain without power in northwest Indiana. Perry Williams has more.
This resident says she's been without electricity for more than a week.
I've lived here 75 years since the day I was born. I've never seen nothing like this. This is crazy.
In Gary, a mobile food pantry served nearly 150 people and ran out of food and sent others to a distribution site in Lake Station. Utility officials hope to have power restored in Gary and Hammond by Friday, and Munster and Highland may not get restored until next Tuesday.
The Los Angeles City Council is repealing a homeless camping ban in Hollywood, Echo Park, and Silver Lake.
Councilmember Hugo Soto Martinez, who represents the area, has urged the vote, calling the ban ineffective. He says displacing homeless people doesn't find them housing. He also argues it makes it tougher for them because they lose their belongings, get fined, or get arrested. Tracy Park is one of the three council members who voted no on the repeal. She argues anti-camping zones are an effective tool to keep areas clear after people are offered beds and services. Soto Martinez says he believes this is the first instance of an encampment ban being rescinded. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Amazon is significantly expanding its Prime Air drone delivery service with plans to reach nearly 500 cities and towns across the U.S. by the end of the year.
The company says customers can receive eligible items, including groceries, medications, and household goods, in as little as 30 minutes. After an order is placed, packages weighing up to 5 pounds are loaded onto autonomous drones that use onboard sensors and obstacle avoidance technology to navigate safely to customers' homes. The drones identify a safe drop zone before delivering the package and returning to base. The expansion marks a major step in Amazon's push for faster delivery service. I'm Monica Nelson.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over 1 million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma County commissioners have rejected a proposal that would have allowed some sheriff's deputies to assist with certain federal immigration enforcement duties. The measure, requested by Sheriff Tommy Johnson, drew opposition from residents who argued it could hurt community trust. The proposal would have involved specially trained deputies working under ICE supervision with similar proposals, possibly returning in the future. An Oklahoma City man faces multiple charges after police say he threatened a woman and claimed he had a bomb. Officers say 37-year-old Gerardo Mendoza Jr. told the victim he would blow her up, her dog, and the world as well. Police later found what appeared to be an explosive device in a backpack, but bomb squad investigators determined it was fake and inactive. Mendoza has been arrested on multiple complaints as the case moves forward. The Oklahoma City Council has voted to renew its contract with Flock Safety license plate reader cameras. The one-year agreement is worth about $270,000 and passed on a 5-3 vote despite strong public opposition. The department will reduce data retention from 30 days to 7 days, with opponents continuing to raise concerns about privacy and surveillance issues.
That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
At Cimarron Casino in August, fun, excitement, and winning is in the bag during the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Thursdays in August, 5 to 8 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 20 drawings for a chance to pick a bag and win up to $500 cash. Start playing your favorite games August 1st and receive one entry for every 25 points earned. Bag some cool summer cash at the Aristocrat Gaming Cash Giveaway. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
Some states are trying to block the sale of Glock handguns. What did I tell you? Lawsuits have been launched. The details coming up as Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, and The Drive continues.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 75. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy and hot with temperatures nearing the record high of 106 set in 2023, reaching a high of 104. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny and hot weather as temperatures surpass the record high of 105 set in 1911, peaking at 106. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting human life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Started out the program talking about where all the money is coming from in the governor's race. Most of the money that Mazie is spending and Drummond are spending is money they are either raising on their own or they're personally taking out loans in order to finance their campaign, which they're allowed to do. There's nothing crooked about that. But I was pleasantly surprised. I thought that there would be more money given from outside sources, even though it is limited to how much that can be contributed to a political campaign. I thought that there would be more, but it's right around 1% to 4% when you look at the both of them. As far as Cindy Munson is concerned, the Democrat that will be running for governor, she's hardly spending anything at all, but she doesn't really have to. She is the Democrat candidate. She doesn't have to beat. She's not going to beat up about anybody or be beat up upon by anybody. So once we get through this next cycle, now, when we do get through this next cycle, I guess we will see then how much money the Republican Party is going to contribute versus the Democrat Party. But your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Oklahoma approved its new Flock camera contract. The difference in this contract and the last contract is instead of hanging on to the data for 30 days, they will only hang on to the data for 7 days. I don't think that was enough to make people feel better. But now that we've found out that the data cannot be abused nor shared with any other agency without the permission of the Oklahoma City Police Department, that might help a little. Your thoughts, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And we had Senator James Lankford on for an extended interview. We talked about the Save America Act and where the hell it is. And he said that they're going to try to get it through with a reconciliation bill first thing when the Senate returns to session, which will be the first week of September, the week right after Labor Day. He also was asked by me about data centers, and he said data centers are a necessary part of our future and that individual towns and individual communities will have to decide whether or not they're going to allow a data center. But he also is critical of the data center development industry not doing a very good job of being transparent. And I agree with him on that. I think they've done an absolutely crappy job. When you come into a municipality and you make the members of that municipality sign non-disclosure agreements before you're going to tell them what it is you want them to do, and they can't tell the public what it is they're going to do, you're already starting off on the wrong foot. So they need to be completely transparent. Also asked him about the smelting plant in Inola. I did not know this, but it is going to be built upon land that had already been set aside long ago for industrial use. It actually had been set aside for a possible nuclear plant that had never been built. And that the smelter, the modern smelter, is different than the old-fashioned smelters we were used to from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. And if you're worried about the environmental impact of what the smelter will be, you don't have to look any further than Durant, Oklahoma, where they've got a steel smelter that is in full operation and supplying the area of Durant with employment and tax base. So we had all that to chat about on Freedom 96.9. What do you think? 405-608-4377. L. Matthews at freedom969.com, my email address, and also on Facebook and on the X profile. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, this is Rowdy. I'm heading towards Meeker.
All right.
I was listening to Langford on and off because I was doing my money drops as we broke down. But, you know, one of the things I wanted to bring up, and I'm sorry right now, I can't think of what to think, but we had a lot of these Democratic judges that are coming out. They were appointed by Democrats. They're not Democrats. You know, judges should be impartial, but they were appointed by Obama and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming out and they're ruling against a lot of things that would better America.
Yeah.
And it really, and they're releasing a lot of people out there into the population that, you know, been maybe arrested 16 times or something like that. And, you know, a judge sits on a bench, and they're like a god. They think they are. Matter of fact, in Lincoln County, it used to be the only way you could get one out is you had to have 75% of the people vote against them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 75% of people don't even register to vote or don't even vote. So they were pretty much out of position. They were in there forever. But I just wanted to see you touch on that because I've
Well, it depends on the judgeship that you're talking about, Rowdy, because some judges are voted upon and some judges are appointed. And that's the disadvantage of having certain judges appointed. If they were appointed by the Biden administration and they're going to do everything in their power to keep the Trump administration from having any success, I mean, there's not much that can be done about that other than impeachment. Now, there are two judges that are facing impeachment right now, or at least being disbarred, because it's become painfully evident that they're not being impartial and that they're using their judgeships as something that is offensive and is a weapon.
Yeah, I personally think judges, sheriffs, all those should not run with the political party. We've had them down here, had good DAs and stuff like that wouldn't get elected because mm-hmm. they were Democrats.
Well, and they're not supposed to, quite honestly.
Yeah, they shouldn't have an affiliation, but they'll put on there, you know, so-and-so Republican, you know, candidate mm-hmm. for district attorney or something like that. And I think those should be impartial. They should have affiliation. And I know we appoint, you know, judges to try to follow our guidelines or follow what our thoughts are and stuff like that. But there's a lot of these judges right now that are letting a lot of people loose on the streets, and there's no accountability. I mean, you can't, you know, you let somebody mm-hmm. been out there and it's raped somebody 16 times, and then they turn them loose again, and they go out and do it again. Well, the judge, you know, they should be held accountable. I know they're supposed to be following the letter of the law, and our laws are made to support criminals, but you know, we should be able to do something. If you go out there and you know somebody, you know, like Trump is wanting to get him out of the United States. That was one of the things when these Democrat appointed judges voted against. Is, you know, one of the deals where Trump was, you know,
yeah, he was wanting to deport them, and they were trying to make it sound, oh no, you can't deport these people. They're not getting their due process. Well, their due process was their deportation. You see.
Yes. And that. So, but yeah, I just want to touch on that. Like I said, I missed part of Lankford stuff because I was kind of making the rounds, and I have thoughts. Usually, it's right after I talk to you. I have another thing I want to speak on as well. But I'm not going to monopolize the conversation. I enjoy listening to the show, and I enjoy talking with you. You seem to be pretty knowledgeable in everything, which is an outstanding thing.
Thank you. Yeah, I try to be. It takes a lot of work. It does take a lot of work. Yes. Yeah.
Our governor candidate,
mm-hmm.
Did you see the thing where he made a deal with the ACLU that he would not go against child sex changes and stuff like that.
Which one? Which candidate?
The one that I'm not going to vote for. Not Mike, but the other one.
Okay. Drummond, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. I heard that. I haven't double-checked it.
Yeah, I get that. Like I say, they send it to me. They I don't know how they do. They track me. They send it. I get all these commercials. Heck, today I just got in the shower and I got a video call from one of the spammers. You know,
yes.
And I'm thinking, what the heck? You know, and I'm thinking, you know, if they capture my face and they can turn around an AI, they can reuse that and broadcast it. Which I don't know what they want my ugly
well,
face.
Well, that accusation I haven't talked about and I haven't touched on because I haven't checked. But I will check on it and see if there's any legitimacy to it. It may just be a political accusation. It's like Drummond accusing Maisie of being for a United Arab Emirates taking over Oklahoma. No, that is not at all what's going on. It has nothing to do with what's going on.
Yeah, I've seen that. And they're cutthroat on those ads, too, you know.
Yeah.
And there's no accountability. I mean, you can't, you know, unless you get out and hurry up and get an ad against it or to counter,
right.
You know, that, you know, whoever's got the most money, I think a lot of that money's coming from somewhere outside of our state, too. So I don't know for why they'd want to have any.
Well, it could be a political action. It could be a political action committee, but the political action committees can only do so much. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to hit on that because I was following that rabbit hole the other day about the judges that were Democratic appointed judges that were going against nearly anything that was Trump wanted, they were going against it. And, and I don't know how that judge works, but you take a circuit judge or something like that, they can just lock up everything for indefinite times a lot of times.
Yeah, but and, I mean, I think we've already seen that kind of come and go. And like I said, I forget the name of the judge, but he was there in New York. And they are looking to disbar the guy because he clearly has violated what he is supposed to be. He's supposed to be a completely impartial, legal mind, and he crossed the line a number of different times. Yeah. Legally, he crossed the line. Got to run, Rowdy. Thanks for the call on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. A significant share of American drivers have opted to avoid insuring their vehicles. That is at least Generation Z drivers, people born between 1997 and 2012, admitted to owning or driving an uninsured vehicle within the past 6 months, according to a survey. While the reasoning by the respondents vary, key factors involved shifting behaviors by consumers as well as the unpredictability of economic outlooks, including effects of the Iran war, making the true cost of car ownership undesirable. Well, many of them are not learning to drive anyway. So that I would be questioning. Is it a matter of Gen Z drivers not insuring their vehicles, or is it a case of Gen Z drivers not getting driver's licenses and therefore they're not buying insurance because they don't own a vehicle? 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
My name's Tim Clemens.
Hello, Tim, and where are you?
I am currently I'm driving, hauling crude oil just outside of Ada, Oklahoma.
All right, sir. Glad to have you along.
Oil center.
Okay, on Freedom 96.9. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was going to call you and ask you, have any of you guys been following a case out of Seminole County where a guy murdered someone this, like, December 28th, and he's going through the tribal courts because it happened on tribal land? And today they had a court day, and all they're going to – there's three charges that carry a maximum of 3 years is all they're going to charge him on, because the man that being charged with murder has intimidated the witnesses in the area, and nobody will testify against him. And I think it's just – This is horrid. The guy shot him in cold blood. Had an eyewitness even was videoed telling people what happened. And since then, they've got him in jail on unrelated charges and sent him to McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody will testify against this guy. time makes you wonder what's going on.
Well, whenever you're starting to talk about those tribal courts, my ears perk up a little bit because it's like, okay, I you know, there are lawyers that don't even understand what's going on in those tribal courts. So the fact that this one sounds like it's being manipulated it doesn't surprise me one bit. To answer your first question, have I heard about this case? The answer is no, I have not. So I'll have to do some digging to see about it. But anytime you start talking about the tribal courts, I'm like, okay, I you know. And then since they had the what they call the McGirt decision come down, it is given the tribal courts even more prerogative to be more closed door than any other court system. So a lot of times you don't know what's going on because they're keeping it within the tribe.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, and I've even called the prosecutor for the federal government in the case up there, and they won't even return your call.
Right, right. And this is the Seminole Nation, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So this guy committed a crime on Seminole land, so the courts outside of Seminole Nation have no jurisdiction whatsoever.
No. No,
none.
They don't. None.
And because it is a smaller tribe, and the Seminole Nation's not as big as, say, the Cherokee or the Chickasaw, those are bigger, much bigger tribes and have more members. But because the Seminole tribe is smaller, I can easily see it being run more like a small town kangaroo court. Easily.
Yes, there's so much embezzlement and stuff. Mm-hmm. Stuff that goes on within that tribe is crazy.
I know, but you can't stop it because it's all within the tribe, and the tribe has to police itself. There's only so much that a outside can do because of the McGirt decision. The McGirt decision basically said, even if there's been a crime committed outside that tribe by a tribal member, it is on you can't follow the person onto tribal land and arrest them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll find out more of the guy's name that's being charged in this. His name is Kyle Renton.
Okay.
He's a local bully.
Okay.
It's a crazy case, but someone went to court today and texted me later on and said they're just going to charge him with three charges. The maximum penalty is 3 years per charge. And
that doesn't surprise me. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
I'll get more information on it. I'll email it.
All of my cousins are from the Seminole Potawatomi County area, Maud. And I had, you know, to get to Maud, I have to drive through the Seminole Nation. And I try not to stop. Okay.
I'll be in that area here. My next load's going to be in that area tonight.
Yeah.
I drive through there all the time, and it's these counties that they're broke, you know, and they don't have, you know, and
I don't want somebody backing into me and then getting out. Oh, my back. Oh, my neck.
Right.
That's why I don't stop. I'm not worried about getting shot, and I'm not worried about getting hurt. I'm worried about getting sued. So that's.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But it's a revolving door of people. You see them. I see them all the time, chasing down and harassing the same people just because they've known they've got a traffic record on them.
Yeah,
and they're easy targets.
Yeah, but Tim, I'll do some digging on that. Thanks for listening in Ada. Wow, I didn't realize our signal got down that far, but good to hear from Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews on the drive. What did I tell you? The constitutionality of New York's ban on Glock pistols, coming up next. The lawsuits filed earlier today are just another example of some of the games that insurance companies are playing these days. Hi, it's Lee Matthews. And when you need to build back better, you need more than just a good insurance company. You need a good contractor like my good friend Scott McCollum over at McRoof, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Here's what he does. He goes over your roof, sees that if there's a damage needs to be repaired, and then he repairs it with fortifications that make that roof more durable for any storm that comes in the future. Now, why is that important? Well, your insurance company, which would be reluctant to pay for repairs will pay for those kinds of repairs because it's in their interest to do so. That way they won't have to pay for repairs again, hopefully another 5, 10, 15 years down the road. So he'll talk those things over with your insurance company before they start monkeying around like they are these days. Call and set up your inspection right away, 405-877-7663. Not sure you need an inspection? How about this? Have you had one in the last 5 or 10 years? If the answer is no, you need one. If you've had one since the last hailstorm, good for you. If not, you need one. Otherwise, just keep the phone number handy for what you might need in the future. 405-877-7663, 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs. Defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West, for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There is a hierarchy of oppression. The problem a lot of these rich white kids are having is nobody feels bad for them. So the only way they can score victimhood points is by saying capitalism's bad. We have this oppressive system. It's unfair to us. Ergo, every single one of us is a victim. And that's what we have the Democrat Party catering to. A generation of privileged idiots.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Russia strongly aligned with China, North Korea, and Iran, and Russia's currency is intelligence. They supply Iran with satellite intelligence derived from human sources as well, so that Iran can more effectively target our bases in the region.
That is Dan Hoffman, who is a former CIA operative, and he was talking about how Iran is. Russia is not giving Iran military hardware, but they are giving them intelligence. And so that's how Iran is able to do what they have been able to do so far. But even that has been even more crippled. And the United Arab Emirates, which was one of the few entities that was still trading with Iran, has completely shut down all trade with Iran. So Iran's not going to be getting a lot of anything. They're going to be starving to death very soon. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Pro-Second Amendment organizations filed suit yesterday to block New York's ban on Glock pistols, saying it violated the right to keep and bear arms, which it does. And this is a big what-did-I-tell-you moment for me, because back in May, when New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed the ban into law as part of the state's budget, becoming the fourth state to ban the popular pistols over illegal conversions into auto-firing, which, by the way, that is not practicable. Yes, technically you could alter the gun to make it somewhat automatic, but it wasn't practicable to shoot anything or anybody or make it any more or less dangerous. So I said at the time, it's not going to stand up to a Second Amendment challenge. Here is the challenge, and it's from the National Rifle Association that announced its effort. So, again, what did I tell you? I saw it coming. Did gubernatorial candidate Gettner Drummond sign a non-enforcement agreement with the ACLU about trans treatments for teenagers? Well, yes, but I've got the rest of the story coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma.
USA Radio News, I'm John Summers. Strong storms are starting to develop over parts of the Midwest. Indiana, Missouri, and Illinois face the biggest threats. President Trump paused a planned wave of tariffs that was set to hit Canada last night. Here's Scott Carr.
The suspended tariffs would have affected roughly $20 billion in Canadian imports, which according to officials includes hockey sticks, certain building materials, liquors, and some apparel.
Thousands of Ethiopians are at risk of deportation after a federal judge allowed the Trump administration to end protections for them. Israel's reportedly building a gallows where it plans to hang Palestinians convicted of deadly acts of terrorism. Texas is investigating whether public school districts are blowing taxpayer dollars on front office bureaucracy instead of classrooms. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. Oklahoma County Commissioners have rejected a proposal that would have allowed some sheriff's deputies to assist with certain federal immigration enforcement duties. The measure, requested by Sheriff Tommy Johnson, drew opposition from residents who argued it could hurt community trust. The proposal would have involved specially trained deputies working under ICE supervision with similar proposals, possibly returning in the future. An Oklahoma City man faces multiple charges after police say he threatened a woman and claimed he had a bomb. Officers say 37-year-old Gerardo Mendoza Jr. told the victim he would blow her up, her dog, and the world as well. Police later found what appeared to be an explosive device in a backpack, but bomb squad investigators determined it was fake and inactive. Mendoza has been arrested on multiple complaints as the case moves forward. The Oklahoma City Council has voted to renew its contract with Flock Safety license plate reader cameras. The one-year agreement is worth about $270,000 and passed on a 5-3 vote despite strong public opposition. The department will reduce data retention from 30 days to 7 days, with opponents continuing to raise concerns about privacy and surveillance issues. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
As my grandpa used to say, that'll flat out drag a Chevrolet, when he was talking about anything that went really fast. And that's because Chevrolet, ever since the days that it began, has had a reputation of power and speed and strength. And our good friends over at Frontier Auto Group sell Chevrolets, and they sell lots of them. In fact, they sell fleet vehicle Chevrolets in high volume. Why? Because they are so trusted regionally and locally. They still do business the old-fashioned way, no matter what the corporations are saying. They're still locally owned and operated right there in El Reno and have been ever since 1936. They also want to help continue the support of the community, no matter what your make or model vehicle is. If it's a check engine light, low tire pressure, weak battery, AC could be colder. I think everybody's could this time of year, right? And they normally check all that anyway during regularly scheduled visits. So maybe this should be the place you bring your vehicle to get serviced. Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, just minutes from Oklahoma City or wherever you are. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off the Route 66 roundabout. 405-262-3355.
Gentner Drummond, a profile in cowardice, cutting a deal with the ACLU to not enforce Oklahoma's ban on child sex changes, signing a binding agreement allowing gender mutilation of kids to continue. Drummond allied with woke radicals who hate our values, betraying Oklahoma families, like when he fought a Christian charter school seeking fair treatment, siding with the American atheist to carry water for godless liberals. Gentner Drummond, too weak, wrong for Oklahoma. Mike Mazie is the trusted conservative who fights for us. Guided by deep Christian faith, Mazie will never cave to the woke trans agenda, and he'll ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Endorsed by President Trump, conservative Mike Mazie for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, 2001 L Street Northwest, Suite 600, Washington, D.C., 20036, 202-955-5500.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
No wonder we can't trust the polling that we are seeing. Half of it is made up. Lee Matthews on the latest on that from Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9 and The Drive continues in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 75. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy and hot with temperatures nearing the record high of 106 set in 2023, reaching a high of 104. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy with a low of 74. On Friday, anticipate mostly sunny and hot weather as temperatures surpass the record high of 105 set in 1911. Peaking at 106. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
A socialist beat a moderate in a statewide vote. However, it's a little premature for celebration. In November, Nixon goes up against incumbent Republican Senator Moody. She is popular, and Florida is now a very red state. And Nixon has made a big splash, but in November, her chances are really slim.
That's Stuart Varney of Fox News, and he is talking about how, there's a lot of attention being given to Democrat Socialist of America candidates winning, but they're only winning against Democrats. They're not winning against Republicans, and a lot of them do not score very well against Republicans. So it's like I've said all along, the Democrat Socialist of America may be gaining ground in the Democrat Party, but their policies are not middle American policies. Lee Matthews on The Drive, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. And yes, as much as I would like for it to be completely true about Gentner Drummond making a deal with the ACLU to allow teens to have trans treatments and mutilate their bodies, in fact, that's not completely accurate. It was back in May of 2023 when Attorney General Gentner Drummond's office signed a temporary non-enforcement agreement with the ACLU. Under a short-term deal, the state agreed not to enforce the newly passed Senate Bill 613, which banned gender-affirming care for minors, while a temporary injunction was being sought. After that injunction was being sought, the ban discontinued. So Drummond praised the federal appeals court decision allowing the state to fully enforce the restrictions under the transgender medical treatment for individuals under 18, but it wasn't permanent. Now, that said, the fact that he felt it necessary to have any kind of ban whatsoever says volumes. Almost as many volumes as when he's talking about indoctrinating your children.
So we have to vote no on both state questions. Just don't tell any legislator I said that, okay? Every Democrat, every Libertarian, every Independent needs to show up at the poll. There might be a couple of you guys in here. Go to the polls, right? It was intentional to put it on an August 25th because traditionally only the Republicans show up, and traditionally the Republicans are not as strong in education as they should.
So Republicans are not as strong in education as they should, and...
One, we have to change the measurables on education. We got to start with the zero-year-old, that little newborn, to the five-year-old. We know that 60% of the brain is developed in the first 5 years. And yet 60% of our children, households, where they are not being stimulated, properly fed, and not disciplined.
He says that the schools need to do that. Starting with 0 years to 5 years in a preschool, and then 5 to 19. He thinks the school system should not only educate kids, discipline kids, feed kids. Where do the parents come in? At one point, is it the parents' job? That's enough right there to have me change my mind. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And then the state auditor's office uncovered a financial abuse scheme within the Tulsa Public School District. This is the second audit on that school system that's been released. Auditor Cindy Bird said the latest audit found fraud, misappropriated funds, and improper payments. She calls it a complex scheme that took money from school children. The bond director was using the whole system for what appeared to be personal gain. Former Tulsa Public School bond director Chris Huggins, after his actions were mentioned heavily in the findings of the second audit, that he was directing contracts to an engineering firm who was then paying him money back to his personal business. Tulsa-based Allied Engineering paid Huggins' personal company more than $2 million for things like roofing, renovations, heating and air conditioning work across the district. However, Bird says the work was never done. And this is the second audit of the Tulsa Public School System. Do you know who brought the first audit to the Tulsa Public School System? That was our old friend Ryan Walters. After he basically went to the Tulsa Public School administrator and said, "You're going to resign or we're going to indict you." And then he had to do the same with two other Tulsa Public School members because they were embezzling. That's what the audit had found. And then he appointed a new administrator for the Tulsa Public Schools system, and in 6 weeks, they turned everything around. This was the second of those audits to come through. But you're not hearing any credit being given to Ryan Walters, by the way. Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Catherine writes, "Lee, I see that Disney announced that it's suing the Federal Communications Commission, seeking to block that agency's early broadcast license renewal proceedings for ABC and ABC stations. The Media Research Center has documented decades of ABC's unlawful misuse of publicly licensed spectrum." Nick Fundarco, of associate editor of Newsbusters, says that the House of Mouse is acting like a cornered rat. Disney ABC has spent years treating its broadcast license like permanent entitlements rather than privileges conditioned on serving the public interests. Now it's suing to stop the FCC from examining whether it has lived up to those obligations. ABC wants all the benefits of using the public airwaves, but none of the scrutiny that will come with them. Okay, Catherine, thank you very much. Yeah, I did see this article. Let me explain what's going on. Broadcast entities, local broadcast entities, from time to time have to apply for and get renewal of their license to serve their local community. Prior to the application, a period of examination is opened up to the public so that you can come in and you can have a look at the public file and all the documentation that the radio station or television station has done, documenting how they have served the community. And if they haven't served the community, the public is allowed to contest the license. What is happening is the FCC is looking not at the ABC network, but that at TV stations that the ABC network owns, ultimately Disney owns, because Disney owns ABC. And they're going to go back and they're going to look at these local television station license to see if they have been serving the communities to which they are licensed. And if all they have been doing is running ABC content and nothing more, then they haven't been serving those local communities. Now, what Disney's lawyers are trying to do is they're trying to make it look like, well, you are starting the examination process before it is due. You can't do that. Yes, the FCC can if they have a suspicion that you are not fulfilling your license obligations. This is almost exactly what I have been suggesting needs to happen in the broadcast industry. Because large companies like Disney, like Hearst Argyle, like Cumulus, like over there, have swallowed up all of these local radio and television stations and are trying to hyper-automate them, which I don't have a problem with. I understand making operations lean. I completely understand that. But when making those operations lean means you go to only national content, only nationally produced content, you are no longer serving that community. And therefore, your license should be examined. So, Catherine, that's what's happening here. And what brought it to light, and the FCC has not done it with any other company yet, but what brought it to light were complaints from local markets about content on The View. You know that television show, The View? It's produced by ABC, which is owned by Disney. And they were upset about something said on The View and the inability to have a rebuttal. Wait a minute. Your TV station said X, Y, and Z about this issue. I and my company want to come on and refute what was said. And they don't have a way to do it because there's nobody local. So I'm on the side of the FCC in this particular case. And it isn't because I have a vendetta against large companies. I don't have a problem with large. I worked for a large company for 20 years. I have a problem with that large company turning its back on its licensed obligation to the community. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. That's a good topic, Catherine, and thank you for bringing it to... first of all, thanks for noticing it, because a lot of people would read it and go... 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The polling outfit that admitted that surveys it released about the Los Angeles mayor's race and the Democrat gubernatorial primary in Wisconsin and that they were fake is now out of business. Median Strategies, the company that released the polls indicating Democrat Mayor Karen Bass of Los Angeles and Wisconsin Democrat gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong were leading their rivals by wide margins, announced this week that the surveys were a hoax and that it was a quote-unquote social experiment. And they've now announced they've closed their doors. The fabricated polls by Median Strategies entered the political information ecosystem and were reported upon by social media and some television newscasts, not by Fox, by the way. The organization was not affiliated with any candidate, political action committee, or party. Now, here's what I think is going on behind the scenes. I think Median Strategies had taken somebody's money to do a poll in L.A. County and do a poll in Wisconsin, and they were trying their damnedest to give whatever entity paid them that money the information they wanted. They wanted the information to look a certain way because whoever was paying for it wanted it to look that way. They got caught, and now they're shuttering their doors. They thought they could Bravo Sierra the nation and broadcast entities, which, by the way, they did. Now, what did I just tell you about what's going on with corporate-owned television stations and some radio stations? They're going to hyper-automated operations, and nobody's checking this information. Nobody is editing. Nobody is filtering the content. And this is what happens when that happens. This is an example of how those broadcast entities broadcasting information that was deliberately incorrect are not serving their local communities. By the way, nobody here at Champlin Broadcasting picked up that information and ran with it, but we wouldn't have anyway because we don't really care what's going on in terms of the LA mayor's race or the Wisconsin governor's race. I did talk about the Wisconsin governor's race because I was interested in a standpoint of, will the Democrat Socialists of America win an election? And the answer was no, they didn't, at least in the gubernatorial sense. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. And I found an interesting article about energy production, even since the attacks in Iran. Oil products are mostly fuels. 45% of all oil is turned into petroleum or gasoline. 25% is diesel fuel, about 10% jet fuel or kerosene. The fuels power most cars, trucks, tractors, planes, and ships globally. Green energy cannot nor will not keep up with the energy supply needed to power the world. Also, 90% of basic materials used for making any chemicals come from crude oil. So it's not just energy. We're talking plastics, medicines, fertilizers, and more. The world uses 100 million barrels of oil per day. Crude oil needs to go through a complex and expensive refining process to make fuels or other products. At its simplest, refining involves heating up the crude to separate the different components that boil out at different temperatures. It's called the distillation, and the products are called fractions. But here's the part that nobody's telling you. Since the conflict in Iran, most of the world's oil supply is not refined in the Middle East. It's refined, according to the Energy Institute. China refines most, but that's because they consume the most. Then the U.S., because we consume the second most. Then Russia, India, and South Korea. So the United States is up there with China, not the Middle East, when it comes to production of petrofuels and use of petrofuels. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews on the drive. It's not an entitlement. It is a benefit. Medicare is what I'm talking about. A benefit is something that you have worked for and that you are going to receive as a result of your hard labor of working for it. And the government never makes getting benefits easy. They don't give up their money any quicker or easier than you do. That's why if you're eligible for Medicare, you'll know because you were born in 1961 and you're also getting phone calls, emails, texts from all kinds of people that want you to go through them. Most of the time they're out of state. Most of the time they're even out of the country. So don't even mess with them. Mess with somebody who's been here in Oklahoma all along and knows the ins and outs of Medicare. And that is the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. It'll be the best call you make. The team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group put together a plan for you that works for you. Why? How? Well, because that's the first thing they do is get to know you, because they talk to you in person. So call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group and set up a meeting right away. 405-848-5790. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started. Started today.
Wednesday kicks off the Canadian County Free Fair. It's Ag Day. Then Wednesday evening, bring the family for faith, fair, and fellowship. Games, activities, worship, and community. Take their route to our roots. August 19th through the 22nd at the Canadian County Expo Center in El Reno.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
You should be on your knees thanking the good Lord above that it's not President Dana Lash, because President Dana Lash would be like, you turn to glass, you turn to glass, you're cool, glass. No more taxes anymore. Get a gun you want. If anyone tries to arrest you, I'll arrest them.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Children get into a quality daycare center where they are fed. Now, folks, that's an education policy from that newborn to the 19-year-old into your system so that we can meet the needs and the demands of Oklahoma in the future.
That is Gettner Drummond suggesting that 0 to 19 years of age needs to be taken care of, fed, and disciplined by a public school. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. What does it take to keep a guy in jail? Oklahoma City man has been booked into the Oklahoma County Jail three times in the last 2 weeks, most recently tied to an attempted rape investigation. Jeffrey Asari, his first arrest came in August after multiple women reported inappropriate sexual contact near 23rd and Klassen. August 3rd records show a judge found probable cause to hold Asari for indecent exposure and sexual battery with a $50,000 bond. 3 days later, the Oklahoma County Jail said it received instructions from Oklahoma City Police to release him. Oklahoma County District Attorney's Office said prosecutors did not file state charges at that point because investigators did not identify two of the four rape victims and could not reach the other two. Just over 5 hours after his release, Asari was arrested again, after two separate reports near Sizzletail Park. Court records show the judge set another $50,000 bond for sexual battery, and the jail said it also received a release instruction that morning, as Asare was released again that afternoon. The district attorney's office said that after the second arrest, prosecutors recommended multiple charges, not state charges. That decision meant the county district attorney was not pursuing the sexual battery allegations as state charges at that point. And 2 days after his second release, police arrested him again at Lake Hefner for attempted rape. So, is he still in jail? Oh, and by the way, he's a migrant from Ghana. I wonder if that has anything to do with it either. DEI, anybody? We'll have to continue the conversation tomorrow. Joe Pags is starting a whole new conversation next on Freedom 96.9.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.